We've joined on the line this morning by Melissa Leinbrink, Oberlin School's Alumni Association Facilitator. Melissa, this is a new title for you, right, if I'm not mistaken?
It is a new title. It's just going to coincide with the one that I already had for Marketing and Communications Specialist. But then back in December, I started noticing that a lot of the districts around Lorain County had an alumni association. So I started talking to a couple people on the board and throughout the office and realized that Oberlin didn't have that. And so I spoke to the Board of Education and the superintendent, Dr. Hall, and we just kind of decided together that it would be a really great idea for Oberlin City Schools to actually have its own alumni association. So that's when it started, back in January.
See, so since you brought up the idea, they say, good, take it, run with it. You can handle this, right?
Pretty much. But it's just great because I have all the resources at my fingertips. I'm always on social media, and today, in today's world, you know, that's where everybody is at. So it just made more sense to kind of, you know, it kind of flowed together seamlessly for me on that end.
Right. The contact for alumni is they can breathe a little sigh. They don't have to hunt down these people. Where did that person, do you know? Where is their last known residence? Are their parents
exactly.
still living on that street? Do they, you know, try to get a hold of them? What do you think is really the purpose of a goal of having an alumni association? Why do you think that's important?
Well, back in the day, you know, each class back in the day, we're always, you know, look forward to their class reunion. And that was pretty much it. But as time moved on, the way that classes wanted to be, they wanted to do a little bit more. They wanted to leave their footprint on the school that they once called home. You know, for example, out in Wellington, a lot of them helped with, like, the chairs within the Performing Arts Center. So it's just another way that, you know, once your class has graduated from high school, that you can help the other students who are coming up and just maybe to help the community in general. So that's what we're really trying to do. We're taking baby steps. You know, right now we're just in the beginning phases of it. So right now we're just basically letting people know that there is an association out there. And, you know, we're having little events. We're not having a big event just yet. But the little events let people know that we are around and that there's something to look forward to, you know, maybe a couple of years down the road with a big celebration. But until that time, we're focusing on little events.
So let's talk about this little. We have a pancake breakfast coming up. What's the purpose of that? And tell us about that.
We do. The board of directors that, you know, I work hand in hand with, they decided that they wanted to do something a little bit different before the, we're calling it the Fall Alumni Association sporting events. So on Saturday, July 29th, starting at 9 a.m., we are going to be holding a pancake breakfast, and they are going to be the ones who are cooking the pancakes and flipping the sausage and pouring the coffee. And it's from 9 to 11 at the Oberlin High School. And the cost is a $7 donation for people ages 6 and up. And then children under the age of 5 will be allowed to eat for free. And it's just going to be a really great family-friendly day. You can go. You can meet up with old classmates. You can meet their families. You can see old, former teachers who were there. And there's also going to be a class of 1990 buddy bench dedication ceremony on the grounds of the elementary school. And this is perfect because it ties hand in hand with what the goal is for the Alumni Association is, you know, the class of 1990 wanted to do this buddy bench dedication, but there really wasn't a perfect time for them to do that. So when they learned that the pancake breakfast was going to be taking place, they thought, what a great idea. We can just, you know, kind of see if they would let us work hand in hand. And that's really what we want to do. We want people to know that we're willing to, you know, make this as big as we can. So they're going to have the buddy bench dedication ceremony. It will probably take about 15 minutes. And then right after that ceremony that starts at 11:30, we're going to go right into our first sporting event, which is volleyball. And everything is going to be on the campus of the high school / the elementary school. So you can park for the day. You can go have your pancakes. Also that day at the breakfast, we will be having the Oberlin Heritage Center on hand. They are fantastic with bringing memorabilia. So they're going to have yearbooks, old photographs, and whatever else they can find. And they're going to set up a table that day. And everybody will be able to look through old yearbooks to look for their moms or their dads or their brothers and sisters. And it's going to be just a really great day. And Yeah, and then, you know, we couldn't have done this without our athletic director. He was the one who started these alumni games. And back in February, we had our first one for basketball. And then Mr. Johnson saw how great that one went over. So then we went ahead and had another one for baseball and softball in early June. And now we're getting ready to do this one that's going to include volleyball, football, and hopefully soccer, if we can get some more players out there.
Melissa, you mentioned the Oberlin Heritage Center. Speaking of olden days, any idea how old some of your older or oldest graduates might be, alumni you try to reach?
I have gone back as far as like the class of 1960. I know that there's probably a few more in back. I'm looking through old yearbooks too. So I'm looking through old yearbooks trying to think, okay, well, how old would these, you know, potentially be? And I have found that a lot of them are still in the area. So if anybody is listening today and, you know, you don't have access to a computer or a cell phone, you can go ahead and give me a call at my office. And I will give that number right now if I may. It is 440-776-4608. If you are listening and you are an alumni of Oberlin, please call. We would love to hear from you. We would love to hear your stories, and we would definitely like to reconnect as well.
Now, when you are coming up and being part of the Oberlin Schools Alumni Association, do you have to kind of wrangle all of those sort of grassroots alumni groups or those people? Do you kind of contact with them, maybe those who have a good list or maybe have been doing things for a certain class or range of classes?
Absolutely. That's why our board of directors is fantastic. We have Brittany Johnson and her family and her husband's family. They have a lot of connections in Oberlin. We have our vice president, Paige Daniels Isom. She's a graduate, of course, and she is currently working. She's going to be working at the high school this year, so she's going to see a lot of families, I'm sure. And then we have our treasurer, Ann Shum, who everybody knows, I think. She's been on so many boards in Oberlin, and right now she's on the Board of Education, and she has great connections throughout the community. And then we also have Lydia Whitworth, and she's also instrumental in the community with her husband, John Whitworth. So we have a really good, solid group of people, and then plus we have other people who are working. Of course, you know, we have Mr. Russell, the National Teacher of the Year. He was graduated with the class of 1990. And then we also have our Director of Curriculum, Ms. Meester Baker. She's, you know, a part of the group also. And it's just been really great to see everybody come together for a great cause.
Absolutely. And I suppose and you have to then keep track every year you're going to have a new class, right?
So absolutely.
You work on making sure those who are in the short term just graduated, that they can stay connected or at least get information so that they can still be part of the process. There's sometimes beliefs, you know, when you're in school, there's that area when you're leaving, you're done. I'm gone. I'm out of here. And then then you have a little bit of those years where you start pining for and you kind of remember. And you're coming up to a good time, too, because you get into the football season and you got those Friday nights where a lot of times you will get alumni coming back for those games or if they're in town or, you know, that type of a thing. So this might be a good pocket of time to really gather good information from folks.
Absolutely. And it also coincides because not everybody who just graduated is going off to college yet or hasn't decided they're going to move away and they're done. And so this is a perfect time for everybody who just graduated from high school to come and maybe say, like, you know, your final goodbyes but let us know how we can contact you in the future as well.
Sounds good. Again, Oberlin Schools Alumni Association, newly formed, their new facilitator, Melissa Leinbrink, joining us this morning. And again, you've got coming up on Saturday, the 29th at 9 a.m. Over at Oberlin High School, you'll have the pancake breakfast and all the excitement that goes on that day. Appreciate your time this morning, Melissa. Thanks for joining us.
All right, great. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.